Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Well, grades at Kent Center School will be in line with Region 1 grading practices for the 2018-19 school year, even though there was previous discussions about having a separate plan. Newly appointed principal Michelle Mott, who officially starts July 1st, led a presentation on Tuesday evening during a Kent Board of Education meeting. The school board members said they're not considering the grading to be a policy and therefore not under their jurisdiction for approval. Instead, it's being called a grading practice. Quoting, there's a shift happening in education, end quote, according to Mott. She noted that mastery-based learning has been accepted as the direction schools should be working towards on both the federal and state level. Connecticut's Uniformed Professional Firefighters Association yesterday endorsed Maria Horn for state representative for Connecticut's 64th District. Rick Hart, UPFFA's Director of Legislative and Political Affairs, said at a press conference that Horn won the endorsement based on her commitment to supporting workers' rights, collective bargaining, and support of fire service. Horn thanked the group for its work in the state and its support for her campaign, quoting, I'm honored to stand alongside advocates for so many of the state's first responders and proudly accept this endorsement. End quote. Horn went on to say everybody who bravely puts themselves in harm's way to respond to danger and protect our people, both professional and volunteer firefighters and ambulance members, can count on my support, gratitude, and deep respect. The UPFFA is an affiliate of the International Association of Firefighters, AFL-CIO. It advocates on behalf of the firefighter safety and professional standards throughout the state. Well, the Region 1 Board of Education finally appointed Stephen Sheeby as assistant principal of Housatonic Valley Regional High School during a special meeting on Monday. Sheeby is currently dean of students at Lewis Mills High School in Burlington, was given a three-year contract, and will start with a first-year salary of $121,000. He begins his new position July 1st. Sheeby is replacing Ian Sturver, who is taking the role of principal upon the retirement of Jose Martinez. First Frank N. Rotolo Excellence in Political Science Award will be presented to members of the 2018 Housatonic graduating class. That happens today at the Housatonic Awards Ceremony. Frank, a longtime educator and important member of the Region 1 community, dedicated himself to and his family to a larger community. He's also focused on improving relations between cultures through his work with the AFS. The award includes a plaque, a book focusing on an aspect of politics today, and a limited reimbursement for books in the recipient's first semester in college. For Make Music Connecticut, June 21st, an international all-day free smorgasbord of musical events will happen in our area. Wildcat Creek, a traditional and world music band, will be playing at the Music Shed at the Yale School of Music at Norfolk Campus from 2 to 3 p.m. at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village from 4 to 5. Also, Country Jam, an eclectic mix of classic country and American songbook, will be playing at the Center on Main at 103 Main Street in Falls Village from 8 till 9. All events are free. To Millbrook, the historical Society has their annual tea. Daniel Cohen, Trevor Zhu, Director of Media, will share the unfolding story of Millbrook School. Millbrook School at the Mill at 5:30. The 7th annual Sunset Music Series continues Canaan Couch Pipa VFW post on Route 7 with live music, food, vendors, a car and motorcycle cruise, and the music will be from Weibo and Friends. Health presentations at the Rojan Community Library, the opioid crisis at 7 p.m. Victoria McGann of the Columbia County Health Department will discuss the crisis. She will describe the crisis in Columbia County and discuss current programs and future plans to address it. More information at 518-325-4101. Mark Twain and the American Presidents will be held Friday, June 22nd at 5 p.m. at the Mark Twain House and Museum. You can visit Sharon Town Hall's Chapin Meeting Room to present Mark Twain, the American Presidents. It's the second event in the 2018 History at the Hall schedule. The lecture will explore Mark Twain's frank observations on American culture in the Gilded Age, with Twain experts Mallory Howard and Jason Scapatisi pointing out how those observations often still ring true today. June 22nd in Great Barrington, the Mahawi presents Oscar-nominated Grammy-winning singer Amy Mann of 80s band Till Tuesday. Her solo career in 1993 and 2017, her album Mental Illness won Best Folk Album at the Grammy Awards at 8 p.m. A tag sale will be held June 23rd from 9 till 4 at the Sharon United Methodist Church on Upper Main Street. Contacts will be from several homes and include kitchenwares, books, linens, household furnishings, and Christmas decorations. No clothing, furniture, or toys. Admission is free. Early birds, though, can enter from 8 to 9 for a $10 donation. The Southern Berkshire Amateur Radio Club holding their annual Field Day Emergency Drill the weekend of June 23rd and 24th. They'll be contacting ham operators across the U.S. and Canada, everybody running under simulated emergency conditions. Visitors can see ham radios in action and actually operate on the air under club supervision. This year, the event will be held at the home of club member at 80 Depot Hill Road in Amenia, New York. Setup begins on Saturday at 10 a.m. Operations begin at 2 and continue through the night until early afternoon on Sunday. Visitors to the site are welcome. Contact the Amateur Radio Field Day signs for more information, 860-435-0051. June 23rd and 24th, the Rhinebeck Crafts Festival, a jury-selected shopping experience with 200 of America's best independent artists and craftspeople, along with demonstrations, specialty food and drink, and family activities. It runs Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 10 till 5. Cornell Cooperative Extension once again has a free workshop coming up, Strawberry Jam, Saturday, June 23rd. From 10 until 12:30. More information at 518-622-9820, extension 100. The Hotchkiss Library in Sharon has their summer reading kickoff with Jester Jim, returning on Saturday at 5 p.m. for the launch of the summer reading program. He entertains with juggling, comedy, and a looping machine and more. To register your child for the event, contact the library at 860-364-5041. More information at hotchkisslibrary.org. You can join a special evening to benefit the Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association Denim and Dimes at Quarry Hill Farm in Lakeville on Saturday. 6, the cocktail; 7, the barbecue dinner; 8:30, presentation of the horses. Tickets or more information at 860-435-0816. The Auxiliary of the Wasaic Fire Company will sponsor a breakfast and bake sale on Sunday, June 24th from 8 to 11, including pancakes, French toast, eggs any style, bacon, sausage, hash browns, toast, juice, and coffee. $8 for adults, $7 for seniors, $5 for children 9 and under. The breakfast will be held at the fire station at 23 Firehouse Road. Sunday evening concerts continue from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Doughboy, Route 44, Granite Avenue in North Canaan, Connecticut, presented by the Cranford Club. Coming up this Sunday, Shade Tree, that's Jazz Mechanics and Classical Jazz, put on by the Cranford Club. More information at 860-406-2667. A vintage car, a show, and cookout will be hosted at the Sheffield Senior Center on Monday, June 25th at 11 a.m., sponsored by the Men's Breakfast Group. Local stock car owners will be on hand to display their cars and trailers. You can mingle and speak with the owners about the sport of stock car racing. It's a fun day to spend with your families. Bring the kids and enjoy. Everybody is welcome. To register, 229-7037. June 25th in Great Barrington at the Mahawi, a very intimate acoustic evening with Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. The duo's successful 40-year partnership has included the hits Love is a Battlefield, Hit Me with Your Best Shot, and We Belong. That's at 8 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake at interlakeninn.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 42.41 to 24,657.80 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 7781.52 and the S&P 500, 2767.32. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.